a work session on Senate Bill 543. And Andrea, I assume you're back here, and Mr. Hinkle, Charlie? Council wants you to give us an overview. I understand we got the dash twos, and that's what we're going to be discussing.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 543-2, this one we heard on March 18th. This requires a court to enter a limited judgment if it denies a special motion to strike. It's the anti-SLAPP bill. We had a dash two amendment, and that was the conversation about that the court should liberally construe the provisions and exercise of, in favor of the exercise of rights of expression.
Okay, and we have about, let's say, 5 minutes to cover this, and because I've got committee members who need to leave in seven.
Chairman Dunphy, members of the committee, Andrea Meyer, legislative director for the ACLU of Oregon, and with me, Charlie Hinkle, who brought forward this bill, and I'm you heard the testimony on this statute. Again, it's the SLAPP law allowing someone to file a motion to the court, which already is authorized under law if they are engaged in what have been lawful protected free speech activities. The Senate Bill 543 does two things with the dash two adding the second. One is it provides an avenue to appeal directly the decision by the court not to grant the motion so that we don't have significant lengthy trials. And number two, the dash twos, as to remind you all, bring in the language from California statute, which has been the model for Oregon. The courts have now construed that language in California. It's important, we think, to add the liberally construed language in the Oregon statute because its absence in light of the California model would create, we think, some potential problems. Mr. Hinkle, I'm happy to chat about that briefly. I think he provided in his written testimony some description of this issue and the fact that liberally construed is replete in our Oregon statutes already, and we encourage you to adopt the dash two amendments and move the bill when you get the fiscal pack.
All right.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the dash two has two. Oh, I'm Charles Hinkle. I'm sorry. And I drafted this in response to the Ninth Circuit opinion in Englert against McDonnell in January of this year, in which the Ninth Circuit said, well, the purpose of the Oregon statute seems to be different from the California statute. The Oregon statute does not have this immediate appeal, and it doesn't seem to create an immunity from suit. And sometimes you really have to grab a court's nose and put it down there and say, no, we really mean that this is the purpose. That's why the first sentence of dash two is in there. The purpose of this SLAPP bill is to create an immunity from suit, a right to not to go to trial. The second one is the second sentence in dash two is, as Andrea said, to conform to the California statute, because in Oregon now we are confronted with the argument time and again, well, California says theirs is to be broadly construed. Oregon does not. Therefore, the Oregon legislature must be less interested in protecting free speech rights. So we're really trying to get the two statutes in not in lockstep, but a little bit more parallel judicial interpretation.
All right. Thank you. Any questions? Senator Boquist.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the last bill we heard, we shouldn't necessarily agree with what California is doing. And this time we're saying we should agree with California. And last time I checked, I can't think we have any broader possibility of political free speech. Like I said, I get death threats routinely that in the previous bill, they do that thing, and the courts have already construed we have such a broad interpretation already of political free speech. I'm not sure there's just about anything you can't say or do.
Sure.
So why do we need this? I mean, I'm scratching my head now here.
Senator Boquist, again, it's a response only to that Ninth Circuit opinion that I think was wrong in interpreting the Oregon statute when they said this was not an immunity from lawsuit. What's the point of the SLAPP statute? The whole point of the SLAPP statute is to knock these cases, in the very limited number of cases lies, to knock them out early so that the defendant does not have to go through with the expense of discovery and trial. That's the purpose of it. We think the legislature should say so. It kind of reminds me, Senator Boquist, of the discussion this committee was having last time I was here with respect to your bill on legislative history. you know, we expect the courts to examine all this legislative history and to look at my statements and your statements and somebody else's statements. It's much better to for the legislature to actually say it in the statute so that the courts don't get to play around with you. If you say exactly what you mean, then you give less wiggle room for the court to say, oh, we don't think the legislature really meant it. I think, as I said, the 2001 legislature, I thought, made it perfectly clear that this was the intent and the purpose of the bill, but the Ninth Circuit didn't think so. So I'm just urging the legislature now to say, yes, this is the purpose to stop these lawsuits and to stop the trials.
Senator Przanski, if I...
No, I've got some first.
Oh, okay.
I just need the
I'll
panel.
I'll explain to you later my distinguishing between this and the previous bill.
So do we, Mr. Hankel, do you know who the panel was of the Ninth Circuit that actually made that ruling?
Yes, since it was my case.
now the truth comes out.
It was the judge who wrote it was a district court judge from Brooklyn, and... not too sympathetic with the whole concept of immediate appeals, frankly. The other two judges were Judge Tallman and Judge Clifton.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or comments? All right. Colleagues, we could move the dash twos now. If people want to reflect on it, we can wait because we don't have all the paperwork. Any...
Sure, if we move the dash twos, the fiscal will be on the dash two. So we'll be one step closer whether we agree or disagree.
Yeah.
Senator Boquist, the fiscal has already been requested on the dash twos. We have the fiscal on the regular bill already. So
we can move it in, Mr. Chair, as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Then I'll
talk about the main bill later.
Entertain the motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash twos into Senate Bill 543. I was looking and it says dash two.
Senator Boquist moves the dash twos into Senate Bill 543. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. All right, and it's with this that we're going to go ahead and close the work session. We do need to wait, and do we want to carry this over or just let it get reset?
I prefer to just reset it
All
as
right.
we get it.
So we're going to go ahead and reset 543 when we get everything in. So at this point, we'll, let's say, oh, before we close for today, let's just go over a couple things for Friday. Yesterday we talked about what the committee may be doing on this Friday, which is the 10th. We do have hearings set for in the morning. We do have two or three bills, and we may have a couple of carryovers based on work coming in. So I do need to have everyone here in the morning, 8:30, for our regular scheduled meeting, but this is a Friday meeting. Regarding the afternoon, what I'm going to do is have this posted as an information-only meeting for those who have the time and have the desire to be here in the joint meeting with the House Judiciary, as well as, I believe, some of the members from Ways and Means, please be here. If you do not have time to be here, you have other plans, knowing it is a weekend that many people may be wanting to be with family, everyone will be excused who chooses not to be here. It's not a mandatory meeting, and that's why, but I am going to schedule it just to, for the formality. But it will be information only, and everyone will be excused from the Senate Judiciary Committee that can't make it. I do plan on attending as the chair. So any questions?
Just a clarification on Friday, it's 8:30, not 8.
That's correct.
Till 10?
No longer than 10. It will probably be less than that based on what I've seen that we have. We'll try to get out within an hour. But definitely not any longer.
And we don't at this point know if we have floor session on Friday?
We do not know that at this point. My understanding that decision has not been made and will not be made until later today, probably depending on how our flow goes on bills today and what's coming in projected for the next 2 days. That was my information. Anything else? All right, thank you all very much for being here, and we'll see you tomorrow.